Hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today, on my 5-Minute Friday, I'm going to talk to you all about the lip flip. So, what is the Botox lip flip? I think I've kind of popularized this notion with my Instagram videos. So, the lip flip is a really innovative technique that I use when I have patients who have a thin upper lip. And they need to get more pink of the upper lip showing. I use small micro droplet doses of Botox around the outside border of the lip. And it has to be done very, very carefully. Of course, if you give too much Botox around the mouth, you can have a wonky smile or a weird paralysis, or you can have your mouth pull to one direction or another. So, suffice it to say that you've got to see a very experienced injector and someone who's comfortable with this procedure. But if it's done correctly, and it's one of my specialties, it's such a nice, natural, lovely way to get some beautiful lip fullness without getting lip filler. So if you're someone who's kind of new to the idea of wanting more lip volume and you're not sure if you want to do lip filler, lip flip would be for you. I like to use the lip flip to get more of that outside border of the lip to show. So take a look in your mirror. Do a big smile and see if the borders of your lip kind of tuck in and curl under at the sides of the lip. If you're seeing that, then you're definitely a person who has overactive orbicularis oris muscles. And orbicularis oris is the name of the muscle group that encircles the mouth or the labia. And it is a circular muscle. It contracts down and inwards when we do actions like puckering, using a straw, pursing the lips, gargling, all of those kind of actions, kissing, of course. So if you're a person who's using a straw excessively, you might notice, or if you're someone who smokes cigarettes, naughty, naughty, you might notice that you have little contractile lines all around the outside border of the mouth. And those are essentially places where the muscle fibers have reached up through the dermis and grabbed a portion of the dermis and are kind of adherent, creating those deep, not so attractive lipstick lines and fissures in the lip. We have a couple names for those. We call them smoker lines, if you're a smoker, barcode lines, and lipstick lines. And lipstick does definitely bleed into those lines. The treatment for those lipstick lines is often to use a light dose of filler right under and within those lipstick lines. Some patients do really well by using the Botox lip flip there because remember the lip muscle is circular. As the muscle contracts in, it's almost like an accordion effect. So if you can imagine relaxing the pleats of the accordion, you definitely will get softening and smoothing of those vertical bands and lines. So the lip flip is highly effective for that. Once it kicks in, it does take 2 weeks to start fully working. During that first and second week, it's very normal to have a slightly funny sensation when you use your mouth, which is just your body telling you that these muscles aren't quite working with the fine-tuning that you're used to on those muscles. So if you're using a straw, if you're gargling, if you're pursing your lips, it might just feel a little funny, like you're not quite able to do your normal motions. But you look completely normal. So you're not going to look weird. Nobody else will know. You can do your normal eating, drinking, and everything. And it's just for those 2 weeks that it feels a little funny and then it wears off and it feels back to normal and the lip looks lovely. So what can you expect if you're getting a lip flip done? You can expect your lip to look pouty, like a little bee stung look. And it's primarily done on the upper lips. I don't do very much on the lowers, maybe just a couple key points on the lowers. But your upper lip is going to have this really cute bee stung outer eversion of about a millimeter or so. And it just has that really, I just call it a bee stung look. It just looks lovely. So sexy and sultry, but not too much so. And it shows more of your lip. So now when you go to smile, those muscles cannot curl the pink body of the lip inwards, and the lip remains full, and all of the pink shows. Sometimes you'll go and get filler done to get full. If you have thin upper lips, you might go get filler done to get more fullness there. And if you haven't treated those muscle groups, guess what? Your nice, lovely new lip filler is also going to curl in and tuck under. So, lip flip is a good accompaniment to lip filler in those cases. So there you have it. That's one of my best tips for lip rejuvenation. And think about the lip flip if you're someone with number one, very thin lips. Number two, if you have those lipstick lines and you want to soften them. Number three, if you want that pouty, bee-stung little outer eversion of the lip. And don't forget to use my amazing lip plumper, which has ceramides, peptides, sunscreen, hydrating collagen treatment, and it volumizes. So if you're afraid of needles, this is the product for you. The ceramides provide nourishment and improve the texture of the lip. And it's pigment free. It's just a beautiful gloss, but it looks like a plumping effect. So from 1 to 3 hours, it feels like you've had a syringe of filler, nice and plump and juicy. It's my high volume lip amplifier. And the peptides and niacinamide in there help to give you a pink, gorgeous, hydrated look to your lip. So there you have it, all about the lips and the lip flip today. Hope you learned a lot. Watch me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, Drkay, and find my website at www.beautybydrk.com. And don't forget to join our Facebook secret group at Beauty Biters. We always send you guys the first specials, special deals on fillers, lips, Botox, and of course all my skincare. If you take a moment to review and rank the podcast and screenshot us your review and email it to info@beautybydrk, we are happy to send you a lovely sample of our skincare. And thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Stay beautiful.